Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Heels off, I'm feeling alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above, all sizzling like a snare. Honey, I'm fire, I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about career. My guest is Nancy O'Keefe. She is a credible businesswoman in her own right for 30 years or plus or whatever, 30 years. She's an author. She's a blog talk radio talk show host. She's been a guest here many times representing and promoting her business, Simple Small Business Solutions. Today, she is here representing the South Shore Women's Business Network, SSWBN for short, was established over 25 years ago to provide a supportive networking environment for women in business, and Nancy is the current president. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nicole. It's great to be here, and it's great to be here on behalf of the SSWBN.
I love you to death. If anybody wants to go to your website, you are a great business coach, and I had a really many positive experiences with you myself.
Well, thank you very
so
much.
And that is simplesmallbusinesssolutions.com.
And actually, I'm rebranding, so there's a new website that's going to be launched shortly, and it's simply nancyokeefcoaching.com.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. All right, so we're going to talk about networking first, because the South Shore Women's Business Network, SSWBN, really their main goal is to provide that support and networking environment. So where do most of the networking events and meetings, where are they held?
Well, this year we've changed our format a little bit, and we're doing primarily after-hours events. So we're just all over the South Shore. We had a trivia night at Cape Cod Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
We did a wine tasting at the new wine bar, the 1620
Wine
Bar.
I was there, yes.
In Plymouth. We're going to be up in Hingham at Linden Ponds for our breakfast just in a couple of days. And in July, we have something really exciting planned. We're going to be doing a harbor cruise in historic Plymouth as our after-hours event. So that'll be fun, and we'll hope for great weather.
Okay, so actually by the time this airs, the breakfast will be done.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to come to the next breakfast. So you're doing one per quarter.
One per quarter. The next breakfast will be in September. And in August, back by popular demand, is our mini golf tournament in Hanover at Starland.
Oh, I want to go to that.
We had a lot of fun last year. We gave away cheesy prizes, and it was just a lot of fun.
Oh, so the types of networking events that you're coordinating are just more relaxed atmosphere, nothing aggressive.
No, I mean, if you're going to come out after work at the end of the day, let's have some fun.
I know.
Who says we can't get to know each other and have a little fun too?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to network.
You have to network.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a business,
it needs to be a key strategy. Even if you're looking for a job or, you know, whatever, you do have to get out there, meet people, and mm-hmm. network.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, for some people, they think networking is like a dirty word.
Yes.
You know, it's a heavy weight on their shoulders. It's overwhelming. But I feel like if you just set a small intention before you go. And so what I'm trying to do for myself is set the intention. All right. I want to meet at this particular event. I want to meet at least two new people. And then connect and reconnect and build upon the relationships of maybe two or three people that I already know.
And you're exactly right. It's really just about meeting people. And we do put an awful lot of pressure on ourselves to get out there at these events. And a lot of people go there with the idea that they've got to sell something or get a client. And that's just obnoxious, frankly.
I know.
I mean,
I don't like it when people do that.
It's like a cocktail party. You're going to go and you're going to have a cocktail, probably.
I know.
And you're going to meet a few new strangers, and they're going to fall into a couple of different categories. Maybe they're going to be a prospect. Maybe they're just going to be a business friend, somebody that you enjoy spending time with, having coffee with. So take the pressure off. Just get out there and have a good time.
I know. And you know, on occasion, you may want to sell something because it's something, a special situation or what have you, but that really can't be the main intention when you go to any kind of networking event.
No, but it may happen that you have a conversation with somebody and they are just ready to take the next step with you, and you know, all right, don't say I can't talk to you about that now because this is a networking event. But, you know, be appropriate. And
we're not robots, right?
So go with the situation. But really the best tactic is usually to make an appointment to have coffee or a drink some other time when it's just a one-on-one situation and you can dive a little bit more deeply into what their needs are.
Yeah, or even shoot an email. Hey, I'll send you an email tomorrow morning or next Monday or what have you.
And let's pick up the phone and talk or however it works out.
Yes. Now, when you invest in a membership, what are you really saying to the community?
I think you're saying, hey, I'm a serious business person and I want to make a difference not only for my business, but in the community. Because the South Shore Women's Business Network is about more than networking.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of networking with a cause. We like to bring people together to do good in the community. So it's a way for small business owners to really take a stand for some of the things they believe in out in the community and be a force to help the community, not just the networking part.
Yeah, but even really collaborating
with each other.
Yes.
Building joint venture partners, people that you might want to do business with, and together you serve the same market. That's another, there's been a lot of stories about people that have collaborated after having met in the network.
And I love what you said to me one time. I can't remember if it was on one of my shows or one of your radio shows, but you said something about, you know, it's lonely at the top.
It is lonely at the top.
And you really do need to be face-to-face. You need the people contact. You really, it all works.
Right, and you need to build a network of support, people that you can bounce ideas off of, especially if you're a solopreneur. And then it really is lonely. Because there's no middle or bottom, you're it.
Yeah.
So it's
and your home office.
Yeah, it's so helpful to be able to meet with other businesswomen that share the same experiences you do, have all the same issues when something changes on Facebook or whatever. And it's great to have that support.
And you know what I found too, because I'm home office myself, I find that if I, you know, really need that office, home office, get a lot of work done day, and I am still in my pajamas and not fully, because, you know, roll out of bed and get to work.
Right.
That's when you get a lot accomplished sometimes.
Absolutely.
You grab that coffee and you go. If you do that, you won't change and shower later on to go to the networking event. So do that early so that you're ready to go, because I know that a lot of women hearing me right now are feeling the same thing.
It's tough to leave the house sometimes when you're home all day. Absolutely.
That's right. So do that in the morning. Dress for success, even if no one can see you, and then you'll be ready to go.
And another reason,
and you won't blow it off like I do sometimes.
And another reason to make these things fun, because then you're more apt to want to go out and, you know, have a good time.
Yes, yes, and show off your cute little outfit that you picked out. All right. Now, what is, how does a business listing on your online website for SSWBN help a member? We only have about a minute before we go to break.
Well, we're hoping that the SSWBN website will be a resource that people can go to, not only to find out, you know, the names of people who do something they're looking for, but also we have a calendar out there where we can put information about events that our members are having too. So it is a good resource to find things that are going on in and around the South Shore.
Yeah, and look for the women that you met that you forgot to get their business card.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, well, We've got to go to a quick break. My guest is Nancy O'Keefe. She is with the South Shore Women's Business Network. You can go to sswbn.org. They are a nonprofit organization, and they work and collaborate with other nonprofits. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
I'm dancing solo in the dark on the club floor. I need to let it go, shake it off, stop.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. What a fantastic song. I love Cher.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that song before, and I'm a big Cher fan.
She belts it out. I don't know how I found it. But it's called Woman's World, so it's just gives me the vibrations and everything. I love it. So now, in the second segment, we want to talk about article writing, which is really important to do when you are a solo entrepreneur, a woman in business, any business owner, really. And SSWBN is clearly supporting the small business owner, and it's very clear in your business model. Because you showcase all the things that you can take advantage of as a member. A lot of people, not a lot, let me rephrase this. Some groups that are out there, this is just a fact, they claim that they are all about the small business owner, but then you don't really see it in their model. Mm-hmm. So you offer opportunities to write articles. Tell me, what is that process?
Well, this year my theme is visibility. Mm-hmm. So we've added some things to our member benefits that give our members high visibility, not only within the network, but also in the community. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is article writing. We have a monthly newsletter, and it's edited and produced by Patty Funder, who is an editor and has a writing
yes.
background and a writing company.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got professional staff really working that newsletter. And we're offering
volunteers.
Mm-hmm. We're offering people the opportunity to submit an educational, informative, newsworthy article, and they can submit it as many as they want. We may not always have the opportunity or the space to produce everything into the newsletter,
yeah.
but it's an opportunity not only to show your knowledge and your credibility, but to get some solid information out there to our members. We have a mailing list of over 1,400 people,
mm-hmm.
and this is a really great exposure opportunity.
Yeah, and you are looking for content.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants content.
This year it's new. In the past we've allowed members to submit articles or columns, but there was a charge for that. It's completely free this year.
Wow.
And we have one member who is submitting a column every other month on a regular basis. I've submitted a few. We have some people that submit one and then we don't hear from them again.
Which
is fine, yeah. But it's really a great visibility opportunity, and every member should be taking advantage of it.
And you're basically solidifying yourself as an expert in your field.
Well, and not only that, but when you put an article in somebody else's publication, there are links back to your website, which is highly favorable from an SEO perspective.
Which is what I do with my marketing platform. Everything I do all goes back to the women I promote.
Right, exactly. And that's another way that people can find you. So they may not find you on their own, but if they're reading something that the network puts out and your link is in it, that's a way they can find you. So it's got that value as well.
Now, what about blogs?
Well, if people have blogs that they...
You can review it.
They can turn into an article. We can certainly... I've actually taken some of my blog posts and turned them into an article.
Okay.
And submitted them to the newsletter.
Okay. So you're not really promoting people to blog on the newsletter or put a blog.
No.
Okay.
We actually don't do a blog at the network, but that's something we probably should think about doing.
We don't have to should on the SSWBN. SSWBN for sure. It's a real mouthful, but it is the South Shore, and it's the Women's Business Network on the South Shore. Now, what types of things are easy to share in an article for, you know, if you've got writer's block or, you know, you've never done it before, you know, you have lots of veteran business people in the organization as members, and then you also have new people that are starting a new business.
Probably the top or the easiest thing to share is some new phenomenon that's come down the pike in terms of your business. So I'll go back to social media because that's, you know, kind of on everybody's mind. But, you know, Facebook is always changing things. If you're a social media expert, why not put something in there about the latest Facebook change of what it means to you? I just read an article that says that, and if you do any email marketing through Constant Contact or any of those types of thing, and your email address is either Yahoo, Gmail, or one of those, AOL, they're no longer going to deliver emails from you.
So
you that's huge. So you have to have a .com of your own, an email address, in order to get your emails delivered through email service providers.
All right. Well, let's talk about that offline.
That's another topic we can talk about. But that would be a great topic for a newsletter article, wouldn't it?
Wow. Okay.
And tips are
good. I'm in shock right now, so I need to learn more about that.
So if you have tips.
Tips are great.
Let's say you're a weight loss coach or something like that, and you have, you know, tips for attending summer cookouts without, you know, going off your eating plan or, you know, so anything like that, that our members would benefit from.
Mm-hmm. So even educational, obviously.
Educational, informative,
timely.
Entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great story, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have somewhat selfish motives. We want to give you visibility. We also want to give the network more visibility. And we want people to really read, hold on to, refer to. And we want to make our newsletter something that, you know, people really look forward to getting.
Yes. So going back to the content, you know, you want to give something educational, entertain, so that, you know, people do want to read it.
Content is king, as they say.
Cash is king. Well, now content is king.
Yeah, it's a close.
Okay.
They're neck and neck.
Okay. Who are you reaching with your email newsletters, and how often did you say you're sending them?
The newsletters are monthly.
Okay.
And we're reaching people that have expressed an interest in the network, present, past, retired members. Sometimes we get some students. A lot of people just sign up for the newsletter, you know, just to see what's going on at the network, and they're not members. So it's a
wide... But they're thinking about becoming members?
They're thinking about becoming members.
Okay.
Maybe they've been past members and retired. So it really runs the gamut.
Okay. All right. And, well, you know what? We do have another minute before we go to break. So let's go into our next segment and talk about some of the seminars and workshops that you are providing for people. So it's a fantastic way to gain recognition, is to sort of, you know, host a class. Basically, that's what a seminar or a workshop is. But what are you doing to support the members by getting the word out? Is it in the email only?
Well, this is another visibility opportunity for people, because we will We send out a weekly notice what's happening around the network, and we publicize your workshop, your seminar, and in some cases, we can even take the registration on our website.
That is fantastic.
We do that for most of the ones that have been offered have been free.
Okay.
It's great for you. You know, it's
but
kind
you
of
have the capability of helping them if they
absolutely
want to charge a small fee.
And I'm happy to work with anyone, even to create a workshop if they're, you know, looking to do something and they're not sure what to do, because this is a try before you buy opportunity.
Yeah.
So if people come to your workshop, they're interested in what you do. Those are hot prospects, and you can follow up with them afterwards and see if they are interested in working further with you.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about more about the seminars and workshops and what you can do with those as a member. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break right now. My guest is Nancy O'Keefe. She is with SSWBN.org. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
We are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And I just want to say one of the great things about playing little snippets of music is if you get sick of the song, I'm not playing the whole song. Isn't that great? Because
yeah.
There's a lot of ooh-ooh-oohs in that song.
Oh, you picked out some really good songs.
Yeah, Calvin Harris, Rihanna. He must be a producer of some, I don't know who he is. I got to Google him and figure out what he's doing because he doesn't sing anything in the song. Anyway, so back to seminars and workshops. You know, you might want to play a little music in your seminar and your workshop to kick it off, right?
Get the energy up. Absolutely.
Some people are doing that.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
That. I love that. All right. So you're getting the word out by, let's reiterate that again. You're doing the monthly newsletter to sort of promote if someone has a workshop coming up.
Actually, we don't normally put the workshops in the monthly newsletter.
Okay.
What we do is we do a separate weekly mailing every Monday to let people know what's happening around the network.
Oh, for the members.
Right. To that same list of 1,400.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So what it does is it gives you, you know, more exposure. If you're putting on a workshop the beginning of July, we're going to start advertising that as soon as you give us the information.
Yes.
And that will go out every week. So you might get that out there 3, 4, even 5 times
mm-hmm.
before the workshop.
Okay.
And, you know, people sometimes they need a couple of iterations of something. They need to see it, think about
yes.
it. They put it aside before mm-hmm. they act on it.
So put it on their calendar, but be reminded.
It's much more effective than just putting it in the newsletter once a month.
Okay. And is there a limit to how many you can... well, there's no limit on your own, but within, you know, the network...
There really is no limit, no.
Huh.
And basically, the way it works is that you set up the workshop, you decide the topic, you submit the topic to us, and we just review it for appropriateness. If it's
yeah.
appropriate, fine.
Yeah.
And then you
Which
have...
Which, how often are you receiving something that's inappropriate?
Never. So
yeah.
far, never.
Yeah. But you still need to review it because it's your baby, it's your model,
it's your
business.
And we want to be sure it serves the members, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and it needs to be educational. We don't want somebody to come in and pitch a bunch of stuff. Or
yeah.
We don't want a trunk show or something like that.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong
no,
with that.
No, but that's just not the right format. This mm-hmm. is definitely seminar workshop format.
Mm-hmm.
So, after we vet them, then it's up to you to decide the venue, put the material together. We
mm-hmm.
don't have any part in that. All
okay.
we do is promote it for you, and
yes.
we will take the registrations for you.
So the responsibility on the person performing the workshop or seminar is really in all of those details around the actual day of the event.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they supply whatever... beverages or refreshments, if they need to supply those, they have to secure the venue.
Right.
Okay. So if you're a home office person, you might want to look at a restaurant who has a room.
Well, and you might want to look within the membership because there are some members that have venues that
there
have hosted workshops and seminars for other members. And
mm-hmm.
that's, again, a way that we can help collaborate.
And if you've got a member, I know you do have a member that has a little deli or a restaurant.
Yes.
So that's another way to collaborate.
Absolutely.
And get to know the members.
And use each other's services, which helps to promote everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
it does. And you are building the relationship while you're actually planning this event.
Right. And the network used to put a lot of education on itself, but we're trying this as a way, again, to give our members visibility and also to allow us to put things on that people really want to go to.
Yeah.
A wider variety of topics and services than the network might be able to do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like about it is that you can, you know, give yourself a little opportunity for that exposure, and people can sit with you, learn a little bit about you, get to know you in this workshop, and it really helps them decide whether or not what you do is something they need and whether or not they would enjoy working with you. So
mm-hmm.
it really helps the business owner quite a bit.
That's right, whether or not they would enjoy working with you. And I want to go back to the actual planning of the workshop. You know, it's a small event. If you are overwhelmed with doing something like this, well, number one, I believe that's a choice to be overwhelmed. But if you feel a little overwhelmed, then put it out there 3 months ahead and then break it down and give yourself baby steps to
yeah.
actually do it.
It's very easy. And we're not talking about a full day or even a half day thing here.
Yeah.
Normally, it's a half, an evening, like a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And,
but you can host something during the day if you
can.
Want.
But chances are you're going to get a better turnout if you do something in the evening because people are busy working during the day. But
okay.
just a couple of hours, we have had a member do a seminar on relationships. We had people come and talk about difficult relationships they had, whether it was personal or at work.
Yeah.
And he talked through this model for you know, working through those difficulties, and it was really very, very informative. Really had not a lot to do with business, but everybody in business has relationships.
That's right.
And sometimes your personal relationships can have an impact, negative or positive, on your business. So it was a very, very worthwhile seminar. Got him some exposure, and he's a great relationship coach.
Yes, and again, it solidifies his expertise. And we're talking about a male member
yes.
right now. So SSWBN is if you are a male and you want to work with other women businesses, it's a great place to join. You probably have a good more than 10 male members.
We have more than 10 male members that tend to come regularly. I think we have even more than that, yeah.
Yes, so. Okay. And I love
Eric. Yeah, we like men.
Eric does a great job. He's
Eric Michael Cohen from the Life Lab.
Yep.
He's a relationship coach. He's fabulous.
I love listening to him, too. He's got a great story. Now, what is your number one goal if someone is thinking, you know, this through, and they're like, wow, this would really support and help them, take that step. But they've never done it before. You know, maybe they've got a business, an entrepreneur business for 2 years, and they're ready to start taking that step. What is really your number one goal as the network group?
Well, it's really to make sure that people see the benefits of membership. We want to really be the premier networking organization on the South Shore, and we want to walk the talk. We say we support women and our members, and we want to really do it, and I think this is a very strong way that we show that we can do it.
And you are doing it.
And if people are interested in doing something like this, but they're a little timid, they haven't done it before, like I said, I'm happy to work with people, help mm-hmm. them pick a topic, help them, you know.
But not just you. Everyone on the board.
Everyone on the board. Absolutely.
Everyone on the different teams that you have, which I'm not sure I know anything about that.
Yeah, we have less teams this year. It's mostly our board of directors.
Mostly the board.
Yep.
But really, even the members that are the veteran members.
Absolutely.
So that's really great that everyone is just sort of, you know, it takes a village.
It does take a village. It
takes a village to run a company. All right. So really, hosting the seminar gives you credibility. It gives you, increases awareness of your expertise. You educate on relevant topics.
And it gets you in front of prospects.
Lead generation.
Yes.
Right? So in front of prospects. And then bonding with the other business professionals. It really is all encompassing. And it's a beautiful network group of women.
And we do a lot of press releases. Unfortunately, press doesn't always get in the press, but we do submit them. So there's that angle too.
Okay.
As well.
All right. We're almost got to go to break, but I do want to mention also that if you join as a member, after you have had a membership in good standing for 1 year, you can possibly be on the board.
Absolutely.
You can be elected. So you have to be elected.
You have to be elected.
Okay.
And the term runs from January through the end of December.
Okay.
So in the not too distant future, we are going to be looking for people to be, stepping up and participating at that level. So.
Okay. So you want to join in August or September. Really? You want to kind of, if you're going to, if you're thinking
now.
About that, yeah, you want to join now. Okay. So we've got one more segment, and I don't want to give it away what we're going to talk about. So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Nancy O'Keefe, and she is with SSWBN.org. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article, or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they stop trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like
like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Just like fire, coming up the way, rocking like the world up in just one day. Watch this madness come for charade. To laugh at you cause they are all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing, about a thing.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and what a powerful song that is. I love her song. And you know, I have the lyrics in front of me, and it says, we can get them running, running, running. And I wanted to Google it because I couldn't really understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
But I think she changed it to, we came here to run it.
Oh.
And if you really listen to it, and then the other one is later on, she says, what you gonna do? And instead, now I think she says in the video, what's a girl to do? And she's looking at, I think it's her daughter in the video. It's so cute. Oh, you got to YouTube
there's
that.
There's a real movement brewing out there.
I know. I know. It's all about women. It's all about women. So this last segment we've got, it's going to go by fast. I want to talk about sponsorships. And sponsorships is not as heavy of a word as you may think. It's not a huge dollar amount to be a sponsor.
It's also another opportunity to make your company visible.
That's right.
And now this is visible not only within the network and within the reach of the network, but it's out in the community as well. That's what it's all about. Because we're networking with a cause this year.
Yes.
And in the first quarter, we worked with Father Bill's and Mainspring
yes.
to attack the problem of women that were homeless. This quarter, we're working with the Dove organization to help end domestic violence.
Yes, and I thought I had that written in my interview here somewhere, but I don't know where that went. So,
and in the third quarter, we're going to be working to help women veterans.
Yes.
Because when we think of veterans, we don't usually think of women.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fourth quarter, we're going to be working with poverty and children and single
yes.
moms that just aren't making it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're very excited about that. And this sponsorship is all about giving. So it's a chance for $500 to be a quarterly sponsor, be involved at a very high level within the organization and
high visibility
in the press and so on. There's our breakfast is the culmination of all the work we've done for the quarter, the money we've raised, the things we've collected, whatever service work we do.
And you get a photo op you know, whoever you're, depends on the quarter, who you're giving the check to.
You're in every piece of, information that goes out from the network, you're mentioned and your logo shows as a sponsor. So the newsletter, the weekly mailings I mentioned, everything, your logo's on our website. So it's a huge opportunity for the money to be a part. Now, the thing I really like about this is if you're a small business, really small, and you'd like to do something charitable, but you can't muster it up yourself because you don't have the time to organize it, this is a great way for you to give and be recognized for your community work without having to do a lot of the legwork yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have done it already.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's a well-oiled machine almost at this point.
We're getting there, yep.
and then so that's level one, which is the highest sponsorship, which is not very high at all for $500. The next one is level two, which is $150. And it's, what is it? It's about your logo and tagline.
Getting your logo and tagline. Tagline on our website, right on the homepage.
On the homepage.
For the whole quarter so that it's very visible to everybody that comes to the networking website, which they must do to register for events and find out what's going on. And
yes.
So on.
Okay. All right. And then level three. Well, let's not even skip over this level two really quickly, because you can speak for 5 minutes at an event if you're hosting.
Yes. There's another opportunity to host an event. We love to have our events at members' places. We were at Cape Cod Lumber. They're a member. And we did our trivia night there. And then you do get an opportunity to stand up in front of the group and speak for a few minutes, 10 minutes or so, talking about your business. And it's a great opportunity to get the word out there in a little bit more detail about what you do. And then our final sponsorship opportunity is to be the featured business of the month in our newsletter.
Oh, in the newsletter.
Yes, and
okay.
That's $50, and you're able to, we have a interview questionnaire kind of thing. You fill that out, and we publish that, quote, interview in the newsletter, and you get, you know, a pretty good amount of column space to talk about pretty much anything around your business. So it's also a great visibility opportunity.
Okay, so let me run through this again real quick. So level one is to gain more visibility with the community, and that's $500 sponsorship. And it's really, if you're a small business, it's a beautiful way to go. The level two is getting your logo and tagline visible on the homepage of the website. It's only $150, so that's not a big deal. And then the next level three is the featured business of the month, and that's $50.
Right.
And that is in the be featured in the newsletter.
Right.
And then level four
is the hosting an event.
Yes. And that is free, but you
free.
Just have to, your responsibility is to get the refreshments and do anything like that, sort of like the seminar
we talked about. And some people do wine and cheese, some people do coffee and dessert, some people do cheese and crackers, and whatever you're comfortable with, just so there's a little something there for people.
Okay.
And then we also, I just like to mention that we have openings for that hosting for the last quarter of the year. We still have a couple of openings. So if any of our members are interested in hosting.
Oh, for the last quarter.
For the last quarter,
okay.
Yes. We do have a couple of openings.
October, November, December. And, you know, I also want to bring it back to, as a member, as a new member, we're almost out of time, that really you're showcasing your business as a new member. Give it to me in bullet form. We're almost out of time.
Well, you get mentioned in our newsletter as a new member. You get a 1 minute introduction at the first meeting you attend after joining. We allow for self-introductions at our breakfast meeting, so everybody gets up and gets to
everybody
who gets up and says who they are and what their company is. We have a display board where you can display your business card and information at all of our meetings. So if you want to get the word out, that's another way to do it. There's just so many opportunities.
And you know, we haven't even said the price. It's a measly
$99
to join
for an individual
South Shore Women's Business Network for an individual membership. And you can also do corporate.
We have company
sort of
memberships,
company.
Which are a little bit more, but the top membership is $500 a year, and that's for an unlimited number of employees. So you can't beat that.
Wow. That is incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole, for having me.
I love you to death. I will be at some of the events.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to it. We are out of time. I want to thank Nancy O'Keefe for being here. She is with the South Shore Business Women's Network, or South Shore Women's Business Network, SSWBN.org. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.